You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
It's game day.
Thank you so much for being with us. It is also a Falcons game
day. Game day.
That's a promise, not a threat. We'll get to that throughout the show over the next 3 hours. They play tonight on Thursday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's game day. You don't feel it?
I can't.
It's game day, baby.
It's coursing through my veins.
Yeah, man. It's game day, man.
I'm keeping an even keel. Till
the rights you get to go play football, man, on a national televised game, standalone game, prime video down in Tampa, one of your division rivals, Damn, where's going to go?
Come on. You had it. Come on. You're rolling.
Having the ability to get some get back.
Sure.
Ability to win a football game that you have. Maybe keep your coach employed for a couple more weeks.
Maybe.
All these different things. But more importantly, you get to go play a National Football League game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
It's awesome to play a game.
I bet it is.
And so, yeah.
It'll be fun to play.
And there we go.
Hopefully, it'll be fun to watch because that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
I'm not playing tonight.
Yeah.
You playing?
No, I'm not.
I'm just going to watch
it. No, I'm not.
Do guys get motivated to play spoiler?
Yes.
Do they really? Okay.
Well,
I always wonder because I know, people say that all the time. I don't know.
It's not one of the things where you're like, the cheesiest thing to me is the underdog role. When you play it to a point where if you win it, it's like nobody gave us a chance. That's why we won. No, you won because you played better. They probably play like crap.
Yeah,
you know what
whatever.
I mean? Like we didn't like whenever.
But that also is acknowledging that you think you're not as good as them.
But that's what.
Right?
But I mean, even when we were beat teams and it'd be like nobody thought we could do this after we beat a team and the coach come in, nobody thought we could do this, man. But us. Well, I mean, they're better than we are.
Yeah.
But and we didn't win because everybody was counting us out.
Mm-hmm. No, they maybe took us lightly.
Yeah, that could have been it. But, yeah.
Also, people say that even after games that where it's not true.
But I think
like Kirby said that after they won the national championship. Nobody said you were 5-7.
A lot of people did.
No one did. Not a single person.
But the thing with it is this. You know, like, you're going into a situation, you're the Falcons. The Bucs, they're as healthy as they've been all year.
Yes.
They're coming off of losing that game.
Yeah, they lost to the Saints.
Yes, and they got you back in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So they coming for blood.
Yeah.
Blood, Andy.
They're angry.
They're in blood. And so it's going to be an interesting night. But the thing about it is, hey, they got to strap their shoulder pads on just like you do. Now, are you wearing the throwbacks? Are they wearing the creamsicles tonight?
Creamsicles tonight.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think that's the softest uniform that's been ever made.
I mean, just the name creamsicle.
Yes, I think it's
and of itself.
Yes, I think it's the softest uniform ever made. So go punch them in their face because y'all got one of the hardest uniforms ever made. And so, I mean, you try to find some kind of stuff in there, and you know, hopefully it comes out good. I hope they win.
I do too.
I would love to have a victory Friday.
I would love that.
It'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will.
I don't either.
But, you know, me saying that, if they go and win, I'm part of the motivation for Andy for them going to win the football
game. You said they couldn't do it.
I said they couldn't do it.
And I said they couldn't do it too.
Yes.
And they're listening. I know they got this on wherever they are right now at the hotel in Tampa. They're listening. They're dialed in.
Did you know we play throughout the stadium on game day?
We do?
Yeah.
I did not know that at all.
I remember when I was doing the pregame with Mike, uh-huh. and I went to the restroom one time.
How early?
Like this show and stuff? I don't know.
Like Wade Ford?
Yeah, like Wade Ford, pregame. God. They play all that in the stadium. I did not know that, Bonk.
I got to start trying harder.
Yeah. They play that throughout the whole stadium, in the bathroom, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, they're
yeah.
on the road tonight, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So that, yeah. oh, okay. Good, okay. But next time. All right.
Yeah, man.
Okay, good.
You never know who's listening, man.
You never know. Somebody's in the urinal.
Yep.
And they got that radio playing above. Yeah. What's that? Who's that voice?
What the hell?
He's like a movie executive, whatever. And he's like, they're listening. They're doing the next Pixar. And they need one last voice actor. It could be you, Randy.
Yeah, maybe.
You could be voicing the, you know. The
Shrek's brother.
Shrek's brother.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, man.
Trek.
I love Shrek. Yeah, maybe Trek. I like Trek. Well, no, but I like that movie because that damn donkey is the funniest character probably I've ever seen.
Who does the voice for that?
Eddie Murphy.
I know.
It's probably one of the funniest thing characters I've ever seen.
Eddie Murphy's
he is hilarious.
He's a very good voice because he was the dragon in Mulan also.
Okay,
was very funny.
Never seen that one.
It's fun. You got to see it, man.
Yeah, man.
Check it out.
I might have to do that.
Make
dude.
A man you know, out of you.
Make a man out of me. Watch it, Mulan. Huh?
That's the song.
Oh,
from Milan.
Okay, that's not like hey.
Anything, yeah, you're not one yet. Okay. You gotta watch that
anything
movie.
That can make me more manly than I am right now. Yep. Milan.
Yeah, dressing, yeah. being a woman and dressing up like a man.
Gotcha.
That's what'll do it.
Secure myself.
There's no transition here from this to that. But the big story of the day is what happened in Ann Arbor, Michigan yesterday. Or I guess right outside of it.
Joe afterwards. Couldn't wait to leave his.
The Ohio State fan Joe Patrick was obviously going to leave
couldn't
his updates,
wait.
But it's also the biggest story in sports.
Man.
That the Michigan Wolverines head football coach, former head football coach Sherrone Moore, is now the former head football coach Sherrone Moore. The job's open, which is a huge, interesting story that we'll get to. But good Lord, what a disaster. What
man.
A disaster of a situation for him and them and everyone involved.
I just, you know, when I saw this, and then I was like, oh, damn. Because I never thought that they wanted him anyways. You remember when they took forever to give him his contract?
I do.
You remember that? I never thought that. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. He was the head coach there. And Michigan, he was handpicked by Jim Harbaugh, who they knew was leaving him high and dry with all these allegations and everything like that. Didn't he get suspended again this year for some of that happened sometime this year?
Something.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Connor Stallion stuff was continuing.
You got handpicked.
And he got to pick his games, remember?
Yes.
He picked the games that he got to miss. Yeah.
And you got handpicked to be one to have – and I'm not exaggerating. Being the Michigan head football coach is one of the best jobs in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Not football, not just football, in sports.
If this job had been open 6 weeks ago, is it a better job than LSU?
No.
Okay.
I still don't believe that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah. But
it's better than all the other
ones. But for certain people, it might be.
Yeah, it probably
I don't think Michigan was good for Lane.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin still goes to LSU.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's open in that.
And Brian Kelly's the name that people, because he's from that area, but he got fired really bad. So I don't know if he wanted to go there.
I'd probably let the stink wear off.
But
for that
I just,
first.
And for him, and this brother messed it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You are not going to get the Bobby Petrino effect.
Oh no. No, he won't be back at Michigan.
No.
Like Bobby Petrino was back in Arkansas.
This was so bad on so many freaking levels. If all this is true and everything like that.
Who knows all the
because
details?
Because then everything after the firing. This man's locked up. And you know, all this and I thought about it and I was so irritated with it because I felt the same way when Damon Evans did the crap he did. They got him fired from freaking Georgia. Being the first black all that. First black head coach at Michigan, and you jacked it up and messed it up. And that's the most frustrating damn part about it. Yeah, they probably knew and they held on into it and put to the signing class and all that.
Okay.
But he did it, though.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, there's so many different, okay, you can take it that way if that's the conversation you want to have, whatever. He did it.
He did it.
He did what he is being fired for. Like, he did that. And we don't know all the details of all of, like, yes. There's some wild stuff.
And I might go, I'm not yeah. going
well,
there.
Well, yeah, but once it all gets reported out, we'll find
TMZ
out.
TMZ had a videotape.
We'll find out what all happened.
TMZ had a videotape by the end of the day.
I would say just be, you know, be a little careful today on what you're reading on social media or whatever, read it. But for people that report news, be careful on what you read before you say it into a microphone or a television or whatever, because there's a lot of people out
but
there
now they're,
trying to make stuff up.
But yeah, so now he's out
But he's fired because he did it.
But he's fired. And then just, I mean, we were talking a couple of days ago, fired for cause. Oh, they got a damn hell of a case. Because not only that, but your ass ended up in jail. That don't help you.
No.
That don't help you.
If you didn't do what they're alleging that you did, or if there's some gray area to where maybe you could take them to court and get a settlement.
Maybe.
You probably don't immediately go do whatever he did to get arrested an hour after you get fired.
Yes.
Kind of makes you look guilty.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog. But that's just, I mean, it's so disappointing, man, that this brother would throw away something like that. And I do believe that, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, I heard Shefty, he thinks that people are out to get him. I do believe that because I don't believe he was their choice.
Sure, but if they're out to but get you, don't give them stuff,
give them
to,
stuff
get
to get to. Exactly, man. And now you are in a situation now. The thing with Michigan is that's a go take somebody's coach job.
They have to.
Yeah, that's
because everyone's been hired.
Yeah, that's a go take somebody else's coach job. And I know, you know, the names that all keep coming up, Kalen DeBoer, Jed Fish out at Washington.
Okay, you don't have to take him. You can have him. I'll drive him over.
I think that
I'm just kidding. Like, he's fine.
They whatever Harbaugh stuff or coaches or pitchers or whatever is at Michigan. Get rid of all of it.
Well, Jed Fish was a Harbaugh guy, so then maybe he's not the right guy.
They got to get rid of all.
You know,
you got to get rid of all. Like, I know Mentor is the dude that people want,
but a Harbaugh guy.
He's a Harbaugh guy, and he got a show call.
He has a show call.
Yeah, show call
through May.
And so you need.
But they don't play till September.
Yeah, but then you got to hire him in May, and then you hire your head coach of Michigan in May.
Well, you hire him to be around.
Yeah,
and then you make him the head coach in May.
But Michigan is a hell of a job.
Yeah, it's a great job.
It's a great damn job.
It's a great job. It's just bad timing.
Exactly, because you just had the signing day.
Yeah.
Obviously, transfer portal. We know what it is with their quarterback. Mm-hmm. I know his damn phone was blowing up yesterday.
I know.
And it wasn't because of what happened with Sherrone Moore. It was. You want
to
come here?
He was committed to LSU.
He was committed to LSU.
Yeah, and LSU has a coach who can get transfers.
Yes.
And they got a $25 million war chest from what we hear.
And
so,
and he, like you said, he was initially committed to them.
He was.
And the reason he's at Michigan because Michigan gave him the bag, not because he wanted to go to Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. They gave him all the money.
not because he's from Detroit. No, Michigan gave him all that money.
Exactly. So if LSU is going to give him more, he'll probably go there.
Yeah, probably go there, man. But yeah, dog, this just stinks, man. And now you're in a situation where he's gonna have his say and hopefully, you know, some clarity of what happened, his side of the story and everything like that. But just like yesterday, I mean, what's the phrase that people say that I don't understand it? The coaching carousel is drunk. I don't understand what that means.
Oh, I guess they're just saying college football is drunk because it's behaving erratically.
Okay. Thank you. I never understood that phrase until you just told me that. But it was drunk. It's been drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And for the jobs to come open that have come open.
Yeah, man.
Michigan, LSU,
Florida, Penn State.
Like, these jobs, all of them came open.
But remember, it was like 4 years ago where it was LSU.
Yes.
Notre Dame because of LSU.
Yes.
I think Florida was open that – I don't know. There was that other crazy offseason not that long ago where all these jobs came open too. Well, everybody's been hired.
Yeah, man.
We will have plenty of time to talk about it, but yeah, man, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's a Trillville Thursday here. We got a lot to get into as it is also a Falcons game day. They play tonight against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. To talk about that, we'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, that's awful. You never want to be in this spot, but really just the job is to go out and play spoiler right now. You got a Tampa Bay Buccaneer team on Thursday that we got a lot of respect for, that we love to play. That's always a highly competitive football game, and I expect no different. I love the fact that our guys get to get back on the grass and go out there and take another shot at it. We got some high character people in our building, and now we just got to go look at the tape. We got to go figure out from a team, a collective group, on what we need to do to win this football game, because that's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, get a dub.
Got to win the game tonight, and hopefully they do. Kickoff at 8:15 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game with the Wade Ford tailgate show will start at 4, me and Smoke and Joe Patrick, and then the Falcons Radio Network from 6 to 8:15.
Double duty. Double duty, Andy.
Double duty, and I'll tell you what, I've never been more fired up to cover a game for 5 hours than this one.
You're damn you know right, I mean? Baby.
It's a big one. It's a divisional matchup at the beginning of the year, man. We thought this game on Thursday night, and that's why they put it on Thursday night.
Right, was going to be
for something like you made. I don't know, Bucks are 7-6. Maybe the Falcons are 8-5 or 7-6. Whatever, they're playing for first place
that's
in the division.
Hell of a dream, man.
It was a hell of a dream. Turned out to be a nightmare. They're 4-9. They're out of the playoffs. They're doomed to another under 500 season. And if they lose tonight, that'll be their fifth double-digit loss season out of the last six.
Yep.
Last year was the only one where they didn't, and they went 8-9. So hopefully they can, you know, avoid that, certainly tonight. And, the reality of it is, when they play the Bucks, the games are good.
Like, they are.
Week one against the Bucks, they're a missed field goal away from going to overtime. Last year, two of the most exciting games of the year. Remember that Thursday night game against the Bucks, where they're able to get the spike, get the field goal at the buzzer, go to overtime. Kadarryl Hodge catches that touchdown, and they win the game. That was an incredible game. Next day, Friday, we're at that Top Golf up there.
Oh,
we're hitting golf balls, talking about a Falcons win.
Yeah.
Like, Feels like a lifetime ago, Randy.
Yeah, it was. Because it was.
It's only been bad pretty much since then. But anyway, win the game tonight and give us something to be happy about tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the spoiler tag, whatever you got to do, man. You got a chance to play a damn National Football League game, and you don't get a lot to play a lot of those. And for this team, you're running out of them because you're not going to play and you're not going to be in the playoffs. So you always got to take advantage of the opportunity when it's in front of you, and you have an opportunity to go beat a good but struggling football team right now. And like you said, these games are always good to come down to the wire. 4.5 point spread for Tampa.
Get the home three, so they think it's a pretty even matchup.
A good game. And you know, the biggest thing is start fast as you can, kick the ball out of the end zone, and then see where the chips may fall. See where they fall because there's no guarantee that if they kick the ball and Tampa returns it, they won't go for a score.
No, there's a pretty good chance.
It's a pretty good chance of going to.
Pretty good chance they're at the very least going to get out to like the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
Because it's not just that they've given up touchdowns and stuff. They give up the most return yards when teams take the ball out.
Yes.
So don't let them.
Don't let them.
And that's a tough pill to swallow to just flat out say, hey, we're going to give them the ball on the 35-yard line. That's like, you're like two first downs away from field goal range at the 35-yard line. But that's what it is, man. You can't cover kicks, so don't cover them. Kick it through the back of it, and hopefully it goes out the back. I know Ray McLeod had his social media post yesterday.
I
don't know what verse it is where it wasn't for performance. Is that the end of it? I'm not sure what book that is.
And he got his ass cut yesterday.
He did.
So maybe
he's just Ray McLeod.
Yeah, maybe. Man, get the hell out
of
here.
But he posted that, and then a couple other Falcons receivers like reposted it and did some other stuff on social media yesterday.
Whatever.
It seems like, I don't know, seems like there's some unhappy receivers, either former Falcons or current.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they were 9-4 and not 4-9,
they wouldn't be
talking about any of that.
They wouldn't have seen none of this.
But, I don't know. I don't know when the season's over and everybody's fired and all that kind of stuff. Maybe we get the full story on what happened earlier in the year. I don't think that's why the Falcons are where they are.
No.
But I do think the Falcons' wide receiving corps has been
awful.
Just a shockingly bad unit this year.
Awful. It's been awful.
I don't think that. I know that.
Yeah, it's been awful.
And Drake London's not playing.
So. Yeah, so he's not playing. So Kyle Pitts is banged up. It's going to be, 30 for Bijan, 30 for Tyler, and see if you can get the hell out of there with a win.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope that's what they do. Hey, the Falcons got a 2026 international home game.
I just saw that.
Which is kind of confusing.
Yeah.
An international home game.
Yeah.
How's that? Oh, they get to be the home team when they play in some foreign country next year.
I think they're back in Germany.
Okay.
I think.
I'll go.
Dude, we were just talking to Dave.
Yeah.
We were talking to Dave Ash, and he was in there talking about his baby and everything and the swimming and everything. Dave, so you're listening. Get it done.
Let's do it.
We got a long time.
We got a year. Yeah. Randy returns to Germany.
Yes, dude.
Can
you imagine?
It's the easiest promotion of all time.
Yes.
It's the easiest promotion of all time.
I'm telling you, dude. That would be. And I'll pay for my spouse. Y'all pay for me.
30 years.
Y'all pay for me.
Randy returns
Andy,
to Germany,
and I'll pay for my wife's ticket because I ain't going to Germany.
We got
to go to Vegas without him. We ain't going to Germany without him.
I think that was exactly a year ago.
I know. Yeah. We went to Vegas.
A fun trip.
Yeah, we went to Vegas without him. They not letting us go over there without him.
Boy, that football game sure did suck though.
Oh my god!
But they won.
But they did win.
They won.
They did win.
And they covered. And we made some money.
Yeah, buddy.
So that was good. But I'm saying, we got a year to plan this thing out, man. It would be so fun to take the show international. That's the next step. International Players Anthem. We could make a whole intro for the show out of a song. We could remix it and make it about the Falcons playing in Germany. We got a year to work on it. We got a while. All right, here's Adam Schefter talking about what's going on at the University of Michigan.
The coaches were called in and told that Jerome Moore was being fired. They then were calling in the team to tell them the same news. And then a short time ago, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel released a statement that you read a part of, where essentially it says that Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and Michigan maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Pogge has been appointed head football coach in an interim capacity, effective immediately, and obviously there will be a lot more to this story that comes to the forefront in the days and weeks to come.
It's in your contract. Yeah. It's in your contract.
Company buns.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I spit my coffee all over me this morning when I read that damn tweet by my brother George Foster. Them company buns. Man, oh,
God. Gotta avoid them.
Gotta avoid them, dog.
It's expressly written.
It's written in, the contract.
You cannot have relations with staff members.
It's in the contract, bruh. Yeah.
Plus, you're married.
Yeah. Which, this dude.
You know?
Yeah. And I heard when I was listening to Coach Jim this morning, and he was like, I don't feel sorry for him. No. Put himself in this damn situation.
He did it.
Like,
maybe there were people at Michigan that were, like, hoping that he would do something wrong so they could fire him for cause, not pay him, and get him out of there because they didn't really want him. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Let's say that that's true. Well,
he gave
it to them on a platter.
Here, guys.
He could have made it a little bit harder for him to do that other than, like, do the exact thing that you can't do. So, yeah, so now Biff Pogge will be there.
Biff.
Biff Pogge, who used to be at Charlotte, the cutoff shirt guy.
Yes. Oh, that's him. Okay.
Don't have to worry about him dipping in company ink.
No. Oh, man. Dude, but, I mean, this Michigan job, it is one of the best positions in sports, in college athletics.
It is.
I mean, it is one of them jobs where
it's a great job.
You go take somebody's coach.
Yep.
And there's going to be a lot of names out there. I saw Rusty retweet it because it was so funny. It was nowhere that it was true, but they were talking about Michigan's going that Kirby. They're coming to Athens to interview Kirby, yeah, which is the funniest.
No, I saw the report that Kirby was flying.
Oh no!
Let me not saw the report.
Yes,
I saw a tweet from a nobody.
Yes.
That Kirby was flying to Ann Arbor.
Yes, to meet with Michigan, which is the funniest damn thing
in the
world.
He's got a game to prep for.
Michigan has no
among a million other reasons.
There is not a job that has a shot at Kirby Smart. There's all right, so that was funny as hell.
It is,
but I mean, you put things out there. I mean, okay, because my first name, I thought, well, would that be a Brian Kelly thing? But then the way he got fired at LSU, and it obviously seems like nobody likes him.
Right. It just seems like
then the whole Kalen DeBoer thing is coming up.
Never know.
Because his buyout's like
10?
Like, yeah, somewhere. Something maybe like lower that. Than that, yeah. Dude.
Maybe and, 8?
Yeah.
They got a game in 8 days.
Yes. Jet Fish.
They got a game Saturday.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. They can get Jet Fish, but if I'm them, anything that had Harbaugh on it, got to go.
Plus also, like, all of my kind of making fun of Jed Fish aside, like, he's not a big enough name for Michigan.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
But like, you remember, people in Florida were having a tissy fit about him not going there. So
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's some good things about him for sure, and he's done a nice job at a couple different stops. I don't know that he's done a great job, but a nice job. Like, Michigan's got to be aimed a little
higher. You don't like him, do you?
I just think he's okay.
Oh.
Like, I don't really have a a dislike or like. If he won more, I'd like him more.
Yeah, how long has he been there?
2 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it the same record?
Of what?
From, like, first to second year.
No, the first year they went 6-7.
Okay.
And the second year they went 8-4.
There you go. 2-game improvement.
Cool. I mean, you root for him. You know what I mean?
I support Washington.
But you watched them play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were embarrassed by all the good teams.
They were?
Yeah.
Because they're not as good as those teams. But they're better than all the teams they beat.
Well, then be better than them.
That's what I'm saying. He's on the process of building that.
I don't know that he is. Maybe he is.
Yeah, but no. I mean, he's a name.
I do think we're going to get to find out. Because I don't think Michigan's going to hire
him. Like, Matt Campbell, I mean, would he have been a candidate?
He would have been candidate number one.
Probably.
He would have been candidate number one.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's going to be names that they go NFL route. I don't know. But I just think that, you remember the whole Michigan man screwed y'all. Now, he got you the ultimate thing that every college football team wants. Got your championship.
Which is all they care about.
It's all you care about.
It's
like
all they
that.
Care about.
But, yeah.
Well, you're paying for
you're
it.
You're paying for it. You're because, really, when you think about it, didn't he have like 5 coaches get arrested for DUIs and everything?
There was obviously the Connor Stallions thing. There was now this, like, and they're still dealing with fallout from various different things that those coaches did, not just Connor Stallions, right. but like text messages that got deleted.
Yeah, man.
Other text messages to recruits. That's why Minter can't come back.
Yes.
Because he's got to show cause for texting a recruit.
Dude.
Yeah, but they got the championship, though.
Yeah, man. Hey, guys, tomorrow, join the morning shift at Publix off Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come pick up your supplies for the weekend, for weekend games and parties and all those. Say hello to Allie, Mac, and No Sleep, Mike, and Bo, because they're going to be going off No Sleep. But they'll be there tomorrow morning broadcasting live. That's the Publix on Haynesbridge Road up in Alpharetta from 6 to 9.
You know who I know would take the job? Connor Stallions.
Oh, hell yeah. This has been his dream job.
Yeah, he wrote a whole manifesto about it.
His dream school, his dream job.
Now, I think he's probably under some sort of sanction.
Right. They made some raggedy hires. I know we got to go, but Brady Hoke, Michigan man.
Yeah.
Rodriguez.
They made some mistakes. Like, again, there's no program immune from making a bad hire.
No.
Like, there's programs that are better than other programs just in terms of support and all that. But, like, you know, you're a bad hire away from being mediocre for 4 or 5 years. And Michigan's done that a couple times. Look at Florida. I mean, it can happen to anybody. All right. We'll come back. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into some NFL topics, obviously, including and starting with the Falcons and Tampa Bay Bucks. Tonight, right
game
here on
day,
Sports
baby.
Radio 92.9. It's a Falcons Thursday.
Game day, baby.
It is a Falcons Thursday right here on the radio station as the Falcons take on the Bucks tonight. We'll get back into that in an NFL no huddle. Obviously, back into a handful of different college football conversations, but everybody knows what the biggest conversation in college football is today. Michigan fires Sharon Moore, and now that job's open. Like, you know, we can talk about all the stuff and speculate whatever he did. Like, that'll all come out. But, like, for me, the biggest thing going forward is one of the best jobs in college football is now open.
Yes.
At a really unusual time of year. We just talked yesterday, earlier in the week, about how Penn State kind of like made lemonade out of lemons with how badly they handled their coaching search and probably ended up with the guy that would have been first on a lot of Penn State fans' list in the beginning,
right.
Matt Campbell.
Right, right.
But it took him so long and, you know, kind of drawn out and all that. Like, this is even worse than
that. Yeah,
man. Like, I mean, teams are getting ready for bowls. The transfer portal's open in a couple of weeks.
Signing day happened last week, literally a week ago. Yeah.
Right. And again, all of the up and coming guys from the group of five schools got hired.
Mm-hmm.
The big coordinators got hired,
mm-hmm.
and like the big fish that changed places, like Lane Kiffin and whatnot, moved.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, again, Michigan, you go and get your coach, and is it Dillingham out in Arizona State?
I like that one.
You know,
I like that one.
You know, I know Clark Lee is the big name.
I like that one too.
You know, but like they're both alums of the schools they're at.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and both, I don't know if Dillingham just got an extension. I know Clark Lee just got an extension.
I think Dillingham got one after last year.
Okay, and then you're looking at Clark Lee, you just got the number one quarterback in the country.
Yeah.
Your program is riding high.
I know, it's hard to leave.
It'd be hard to leave because you built this. Like, when he got that job, because he left Was it DC? I think it was the DC at Notre Dame.
I believe that's
right. Yeah, and
it's his alma mater.
It's his alma mater and everything.
That's the job you want.
Yeah, and so that'd be the interesting one right there. But then you look at it, you know, if Michigan, because you're gonna have to buy him out somehow or another because he's on the extension and all those different things. But I mean, like, because I don't know a lot of Michigan fans. I've met more Michigan fans on cruises. That's how I knew that they didn't want to play Georgia.
Dave Ashburn.
That's what we were talking about. That's how I knew that Michigan wouldn't have beat Georgia that year because all the fans are, glad we didn't play you guys. But I'm like, whatever. But I don't know where they go. You know, Dan Lanning's not leaving.
No.
You know.
He's made that pretty clear.
Yeah, he's not going to leave. So you're up against it right now. And now they have a interim AD, I think it is, or president or something.
Because Ward Manuel
is Ward's AD. And Ward might be up out of job.
Yeah, that's going to get interesting.
Yeah, and so
if they don't like Ward, they're going to start making it look like he covered
and
this
so
thing up.
When is it? I mean, they don't play to the end of the month. You know, they play. They're playing Texas down in Florida on New Year's Eve. So how long does this process take? Because again, Underwood, all those other kids, their phone was ringing. Right. You got to find some way to get a guy here to try to convince these kids to stay.
Yeah, I mean, and no offense to the bowl game. Obviously, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
But the real date is January 2nd.
Yes.
That's when the transfer portal opens. Like, they have to have a guy in place by then who can make sure that, first of all, like you said, Underwood and some of the other big name players, Justice Haynes, who played awesome when he was healthy.
Yes.
Like, guys like that don't leave. You don't want them to leave.
You don't want this Penn State situation.
Exactly.
Penn State got two kids and lost everybody.
And also, you got to be out there getting other people's players, too.
Yes.
Because, you know,
because
for whatever reason, the transfer portal opens right in the middle of the college football
right
playoff.
After Georgia plays. Yeah. Right after
The
day after that, so it opens up.
Somebody who doesn't get enough targets that day will certainly be in the portal.
Right.
Remember last year it was Nitro Tuggle, wasn't it? It was like, I'm leaving.
And then
it was like, I'm staying. But then he left anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to Purdue.
Didn't he end up getting in trouble or something? I don't know what happened.
Going to Purdue.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
Now,
it also would be crazy if, because one of the rumors is that that Kalen DeBoer is interested. Like, that would be nuts.
That would be nuts. But
if they didn't lose first.
But
like, if they lost next Friday and then he did it.
It doesn't seem like it's far-fetched that he would leave.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't. It's Alabama.
It is Alabama, but it is.
But
he has made it known throughout his life that Michigan is like, that was always what he viewed as the pinnacle of college football.
Right, because when he had Eastern Michigan or something like that, one of them up there.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, but I think, you know.
But he's from the Midwest.
Then all of a sudden, if that happens, then freaking Alabama.
Then Alabama's open. Yeah.
And ain't no job like Bama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, Alabama is one or two maybe. You know, and so
which is why you don't leave
Alabama
if you're in that situation.
You know, so then what does that? I mean, then what does Alabama go do?
I know.
You know, so that's
kind of the fun path to go down.
Is
like, all right, then what happens? Like, because they can pick whoever they want to, right? Like anybody, pretty much, not anybody, but almost anybody would go there. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. And I know we got College Football Corner coming up.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do that.
You can do one more. You can one more thing, one more point.
But and it to me when I saw this.
Do
news,
it good. You got a smirk on
when
your face.
When I saw the news this morning about Georgia Tech.
Oh, I see.
Yes. I said to myself, that makes sense. And the only reason I say that is because Chip Kelly obviously interviewed for the Georgia Tech offensive coordinator job. That's open because Buster Faulkner went there. He does what Brent Key wants. Whatever you want to call it, this man knows how to design a run game for college. Mm. He's an awful offensive coordinator all the way around.
Yeah, he's not.
Especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that you want your run game to be designed by Chip Kelly and you're a head coach that wants to mash people out, that don't sound like a bad hire to me. It'd be a funny-ass hire.
And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, most people have their reservations about Chip.
I just also, like, and this is based on really just, like, I don't even know what it's based on, kind of what you hear from people that are around him a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Like, how motivated is he?
Right.
You know? Like, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hire him, and he's going to do it. But, like, Buster Faulkner was perfect.
Yes.
Could anyone be more motivated than a guy who's on the rise? Like, that's a Chip – I don't know. I'm never a huge fan, and I'm sure there's plenty of examples of guys that have done it and it's worked out for. Obviously, Chip Kelly at Ohio State, but I do think that's an extreme example.
Yeah.
And also, the whole year was frustrating. Their offense was like really hit and miss all year, and then they finally started throwing it to Jeremiah Smith in the playoffs and took off. But go ask any Ohio State fan after that Michigan game what they thought of Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator, and they're not going to give you rave reviews.
What about John Gruden in Michigan? He's been angling to get back in, but
yeah, I don't know, man.
Nah, never mind.
You're trying to, you got to get somebody in there who's not going to get in trouble.
And that's what I said. Yeah.
Like with all the Harbaugh stuff and now the Sherrone Moore stuff.
Is there
and
like
Connor Stallion
is there like
stuff?
An old coach, like, you know,
I don't know.
60, 65 years old, like a straight arrow guy. No nonsense.
Wasn't there always the Les Miles rumors to
yeah, because Les is a Michigan man.
He's a Michigan man.
Les is a Michigan man.
Now he hasn't done anything.
What the hell has Les been doing?
Hank just biding his time, waiting for Michigan to
come over.
I don't know if that's a good idea at all. Probably a terrible idea since no one said it until now but me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. But when I saw the Chip Kelly thing, I was like, don't do that, Georgia Tech.
Right. Yes, do that, Georgia Tech.
Exactly. And that's what all the Georgia fans said. All the Georgia fans on Twitter were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Be
do
my
that.
Guest.
Yeah, do that, Georgia Tech.
Because what they don't have is Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Like, he can design a great run game for those guys.
Yeah.
You know? They don't have that right now.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
That's
do
when
it.
You know not to do it. When
do
the opposing
it.
Team.
Do
all right,
it.
Let's get into a little NBA here. The Hawks are still kind of hanging out, waiting for this this NBA Cup to end. They play the Pistons tomorrow night. The Oklahoma City Thunder are 24-1. I think that's just bears mentioning every once in a while to remind people that maybe don't know that. They're 24-1.
Yes.
They've played 25 NBA basketball games, and they've lost one of them.
Yep.
And they're the defending NBA champions.
Yep. They
it's
beat
just
the, they beat
what
the
doing.
Dog hell out of Phoenix last night.
Yeah. They're winning games by an average of 17
points. Yes. And and then they just got J-Dub back.
Yeah. They haven't been fully healthy the entire season. I mean, I don't know how you beat them. It feels like they're...
Nobody's going to beat them.
Yeah, it feels like they're going to skate their way to a championship, barring injury, knock on wood, and all of that.
Right.
Like, they're a machine, man.
Yeah, man.
They're a perfectly built machine who also, by the way, has it covered on the back end where if they can't afford to keep this thing together with the new CBA, they got a million draft picks to stagger it.
But they got the one guy they need
to
make it all work.
Yeah, they have the best player in the NBA.
And he is,
or one of the three best players.
And he has figured everything out, man. Mm-hmm. He knows what to do, where to get, how to manipulate.
Yep.
He is a perfect offensive machine right now, Bonk.
Right.
And so when you look at the West, Joker gives you a shot because he's just that guy.
I also think Denver, like, I really like their group right now. Like,
yeah.
I think they did a really good job.
Aaron Gordon's out still.
They found when Aaron Gordon comes back, that obviously helps. But I think they made a really good move getting a backup for Jokic that can actually make the non-Jokic minutes productive. I thought it was really smart getting Bruce Brown back.
Yes.
Give them a little bit of depth.
Shouldn't have let him go.
Yeah, shouldn't have let him go. And I also think, like, they got a like-for-like in terms of the role from Cam Johnson from what they were getting from Michael Porter Jr.
Better defender, in my opinion.
Yeah, and just, you know, you don't have to deal with the Michael Porter Jr. stuff.
Yeah, he's a weird that's nice. Dude. He's a weird – like, when I be having fun with my light-skinned folks, I'd be really just having fun. But for him, I don't have fun with that. He act like that. Like, he real. Never mind. I don't want to say that. I don't want to insult his manhood. But he's real, like, yeah.
He just doesn't seem like the sharpest chisel in
like
the
toolbox. He's a mesh tank top leather pants brother.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, could yes. be.
That's what,
he's with, just also one
with
of those guys.
With a rhinestone belt.
That,
yeah.
He also is pretty sure he's the smartest guy yeah. that's ever been.
You know what I mean?
And I guess people have just kind of let him go.
Like, I don't know. I mean, you're as talented as he is.
Yeah, he just gets away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he just gets away with it. But he's one of them dudes that yeah. you're finding a little bit too much about on podcasts.
Exactly.
You're like.
Podcasts have been great for some people. Like, they really yeah. allow you to. Let your personality yeah. and storytelling flourish.
Yeah.
And then other people, they don't need to be out in front of a mic yeah. for 45 like, minutes.
What the you hell know? Are you talking about, boy?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what the hell?
Anyway, he's in Brooklyn now.
I got a question.
Now.
I got
he's
a question. Because I saw some clips from Bill Simmons' podcast.
Yeah.
And they were talking about down in Orlando, Wagner and Ben Carroll, can they play together long term? And they're like, I don't know.
Mm.
The reason why is because – they don't think that Ben Carroll is a guy that a one that elevates
okay.
a team.
Yeah,
you know, and I was like,
not
I was,
really like a playmaker.
Yeah,
the way that sort of a Cade Cunningham,
somebody
or
like
a Jalen
yeah.
Johnson
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like,
good isolation guy, right. big body, can score.
But
and
does
all
he
that.
Like? Can he uplift? Yeah. A you know, I was like,
that's a good question.
I don't know. I said, let me ask Andy this.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and I've just never been a huge believer in Wagner. Like. Yep. I think he's good, and I like that he's scrappy and all that. I just don't think he's a good enough shooter to kind of do what they're asking him
right.
to do. Desmond Bain's been a nice addition for
I
sure.
Love
as
his,
much as we make fun of him.
Let's make fun of him. I love
dirty,
it.
Rotten Dirt, Desmond
I love his, Bain. I love his presser the other day. Like,
but he's helped.
I love his presser. He's like, I just got fined $35,000, so I need this this win right here. Rusty just said Brian Daboll, Michigan.
Okay.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I'm a fan of Brian Daboll.
I think he's a really good
I don't
coach.
Know why, but I'm a fan of Brian Daboll.
Yeah, no, I know why. I think it's because you
yeah.
think he's a really good
I
offensive
do.
Coach.
I think he's a damn good yeah. coach, man.
And I think you kind of like his personality, too. He's a little,
I definitely
he's
like
a little
that.
Gruff.
Yeah,
you know?
I definitely like that.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
Because he's coached in college. He was with Nick at Alabama.
And that is the gold star of approval.
Yes.
He was on a Nick Saban yep. staff. So I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah, but my thing, I'm not a Michigan guy or fan. If there's a Michigan, we have a Michigan listener who tweets
us
sometimes.
I'm sure there's a lot of Michigan
yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, but he
out
tweets
there.
Us a lot.
Yeah.
Who would you like?
I was trying to think who Dave was saying he wanted. He wasn't interested in Jed Fish. I was really trying to sell him on Jed Fish. he didn't buy the DeBoer stuff, which I don't really buy the DeBoer stuff either. That seems a little far-fetched. And I remember who he said. I hate maybe didn't have a name yet, but anyway, yeah.
Okay.
If you're a Michigan fan, let us know.
Hey, guys, Falcons watch party tonight. Joe 99 the game and Bud Light for the Falcons Bucks watch party tonight at Smith's Old Bar in Midtown.
Good bar.
Oh, okay.
Good bar.
Andy approves. Watch Falcons battle the Bucks as Chris Turtle Thomas, Freddie Falcon, the cheer team, compete in a Bud Light football toss and win all-inclusive trip to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Win Falcons and Rams tickets or an autographed Falcons items. I'm sorry. That's so
Let me tell you a story.
And, of course, great specials on Bud Light. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'll tell you a story about the Falcons-Rams game/tickets on the other side.
All right.
It's a fun story. An uplifting tale. We'll be right back with an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.